live, you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there. They are completely free, so head on over there. Again, freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that shows up on the website. You can submit pretty much anything you want that you find online, but make it good because, well, if it sucks, then it's not going to make it to the front page. If it's interesting, if it's entertaining, there's a good chance that our other listeners are going to vote it up, and it could make it to the front page at the very top of the website. So as you're surfing the web, if you find something you think our listeners would enjoy, submit it over at freetalklive.com, and it might just be brought to our attention by it making it to the front page. In fact, there are a couple of stories there on the front page that definitely deserve to be covered here tonight. One of them is about the group of civilly disobedient activists in Orlando, Florida. And people always accuse some
of
the critics.
You are always talking about news in New Hampshire and the civilly disobedient people in New Hampshire. What are you doing all the time? This is like a show about New Hampshire.
No, it's not. It's clearly not. In fact, as we pointed out to one of the critics recently, just look through the show listings on the website and you'll see that it's usually not about what's going on up here. I like to talk about civil disobedience, though, because I think it's a particularly powerful form of activism. I think dollar for dollar, the amount of time and money and effort spent on doing civil disobedience can have a much greater effect on possibly affecting change than can working within the system and playing by their rules.
I think it is more powerful, and I think that we're finding that it is powerful, and if it's not wielded correctly, it will be powerful in the opposite direction of what you want. You can turn a community opinion against yourself if you don't do it correctly.
Well, it all depends, Mark.
Indeed.
I don't know what community opinion means. I think it depends who you ask. And the idea that anybody is in touch with what the community thinks is a pretty ludicrous concept, because each individual is likely to have differing opinions about anything that goes on. That said, I'll agree with you that some civil disobedience perhaps is more ideal of a circumstance than another. And I think that the folks down in Orlando, and we met a bunch of these guys at the recent Porcupine Freedom Festival about a month and a half ago, actually about 2 months ago at this point, here in New Hampshire. They came up, two carloads of people came up from Orlando talking about how the New Hampshire movement, the freedom movement up here has inspired them to get active down there. And one of the things they did a few weeks ago was to create the City Hall Sandwich Club. And I don't know if they'd come up with that name a few weeks ago, but they have it now. And it was a few weeks ago that they went out in front of City Hall in Orlando, Florida, and began handing out pre-made sandwiches to homeless people. Now, this was in violation of a city ordinance that was passed specifically banning, I think it was in a two-block radius of City Hall, banning any feeding of the homeless within a two-block radius of City Hall in downtown Orlando. Two-mile radius, according to WESH.com. It's a little longer than two blocks. So that's what
Channel 2?
I don't know. Yeah, Channel 2. So they did it back then, and nobody was arrested. So, naturally, they're doing it again, and they were scheduled to do it at 5 o'clock this afternoon. There aren't, as of the last time I checked, there aren't any details yet online. We know they're regular listeners of the program. They sent me the press release announcing that this was going on. It's also the top story on our website as well. So, hopefully, we'll hear from one of them tonight, if they're not in jail, at least, and they'll let us know what transpired this time around. And these guys are making national headlines as a result of going out and violating this stupid ban on feeding the homeless.
Yeah, I think that the government is the problem for a lot of homelessness out there. I mean, it is the cause.
Okay.
So them banning a solution, I don't think handing out sandwiches to homeless people is really solves any of the homeless people's problem other than their hunger that day, and or whatever, the few dollars that they managed to scrape up.
But if that's what folks want to do, then they should be able to.
Yeah, if you want to feed the homeless people, you should be able to do so.
So we're going to, we're going to clue you in as soon as we find out more about what's happening down in Orlando. Because as I say, civil disobedience, if it's happening somewhere, I think it deserves to be talked about, especially if it's from a pro-liberty perspective.
But what's the article say?
Well, there's just not much there. Basically, announced it. They got press in advance.
Oh, wow.
So they sent out a press release.
They're doing it right.
They've got it down in Orlando. I mean,
and they haven't, for whatever reason, the press doesn't dislike them for what they're doing, because this has the feel of something, you know, warm and fuzzy. You're giving poor homeless people sandwiches. Who could be against that, right?
Yeah, so they plan to take a protest to the steps of City Hall, passing out food during a city council meeting that is happening, again, tonight as of 5 o'clock. So really stepping it up.
These guys, they're brave.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. And can you imagine, Mark, the difference in coverage, press coverage, if they'd just gone to the city council meeting and begged in front of the city council? Who the hell would care about that?
No.
That wouldn't garner any national headlines. That wouldn't get you a headline over at FARC.com or radio shows talking about what you did. You have to actually take some risk in order, I believe, to get some level of reward. Now, does this mean the city council's going to repeal their ordinance?
Not likely.
Not necessarily. Civil disobedience doesn't...
Not today.
Right. It doesn't result in immediate... it doesn't result in immediate change to the system.
Political activism generally doesn't either.
Oh, hell no. But what it can do is it can get people talking. And if you're just begging in front of the city council, unless somebody happens to be watching that boring crap on television or happens to be sitting there to watch that nonsense, nonsense being the city council meeting, then they're not going to even know you did it. There's not going to be a conversation. But if you get into the mainstream, you know, get into the media, you get on television, the TV station reporting on this, as they have in the past, you start hitting blogs, the word starts to spread, it goes viral. That's when people can have a conversation about how absurd it is that these people at the City Council of Orlando have banned the feeding of the homeless within a 2-mile radius from the City Hall. I mean, it's just outrageous that they would do something like that. The idea, I guess, is to clean up the city. We don't want these homeless
people. But if they wanted to clean up the city, they wouldn't ban feeding of homeless within a 2-mile radius of City Hall. They'd ban it everywhere. What they want to do is clean up the section of the city they have to see when they come to city council meetings.
Pretty much.
And that's disgusting.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed, hope we get more details on how that went today. Otherwise, there's a little bit of other news. I want to get to the bloggers story, too, which is outrageous about the blogging license in Philadelphia. So we'll get to that. But first, there's another story, and this one I found on Facebook. Now, this one is just a press release, so I've yet to verify, but I think it's an unusual example of civil disobedience. Killeen, Texas, where five peace activists successfully blockaded six buses carrying Fort Hood soldiers deploying to Iraq outside of Fort Hood's Clark Gate this morning at around 4 a.m., while the activists took the width of Clark Road and slowed the buses to a halt, police made no arrests, but instead beat the activists out of the streets using automatic weapons and police dogs so the deploying soldiers could proceed. Among those blockading were three veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and one military spouse. The action, organized by a group calling themselves Fort Hood Disobeys, was aimed at preventing the deployment of the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment soldiers to what the veterans termed an illegal and immoral occupation. And, of course, I would agree with that.
Now, I do, too. And I'm trying to – I generally don't support the outside-the-system activism here in New Hampshire. I mean, I watch it. I'm taking a look. I want to see what it results in. But, you know, my judgment is out. And until then, I'm taking a wry eye because it kind of annoys me. But – my question is where are the people that are coming out and saying that these people have acted in, you know, a terrible fashion, they're poisoning the well, da 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 da.
Well,
people,
it just happened at 4 a.m. this morning.
The people that believe, like they do, that the war is immoral.
But are trying to hold, you know, to yell at them for their tactics.
Yeah, that are questioning their tactics. That's what I want to know. Because, I mean,
we wouldn't know about that, right?
Lots of libertarians say things about the tactics here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I'm only trying to look at this in a skeptical fashion. Is, you know, all the libertarians say that the libertarians that are doing outside the system activists here are poisoning the well. They're going about it in the wrong fashion. Blah, 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 blah. Where are the peace activists that are saying that these peace activists are poisoning the well? And all that other
they
stuff.
May be out there, Mark. And that's
I don't know.
Question. I mean, we don't live in Killeen, so we're probably not as tied into whatever the peace activist community would say down there. But if you can find something like that, we'd certainly be happy to share it too. Different perspectives, etc. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make-money-from-home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Head on over also and enjoy our website, including the various different features we have, like live streams. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com, get broadband and dial-up streams. Plus, you can learn about our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. And again, get Free Talk Live whatever time it is, it'll be on. Go and listen in at listen.freetalklive.com.
So what's the reason that you don't write your congressperson on important issues that affect you in your daily life? because you know it's largely pointless? It doesn't have to be that way. Your voice can be raised with tens of thousands of other people. You can go to downsizedc.org and sign up today for their Downsizer Dispatch. They'll inform you about important pieces of legislation that are coming before the 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., and that are the votes that are going to be made. And you can write in conjunction with tens of thousands of other Downsized D.C. supporters when they sent you this dispatch. It's downsizedc.org. I'm a member, and Ian is too, so sign up today.
So the story is out of Killeen, Texas, and I presume that's somewhere near Austin. I actually haven't had the time to check on a map of that because the Austin Statesman is also reporting on what was what their activists are reporting was a successful blockade, some civil disobedience happening in Killeen right outside of Fort Hood's Clark Gate this morning at around 4 a.m. A group calling themselves Fort Hood Disobeys set themselves out in front of this cavalry or whatever, this group of soldiers, the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment soldiers who were heading out to war in Iraq and Afghanistan or wherever, somewhere over in the Middle East. And they basically stretched themselves across the streets, linking each other together and refusing to move, and forced the buses to stop moving. As a result of that, they were beaten out of the street, as they say, by automatic weapons and police dogs.
Is that any rubber bullets?
We presume that's what they shot at them, yes, because I don't think anybody perished. While standing in the street, activists held banners reading, "Occupation is a crime," and "Please don't make the same mistake we did. Resist now," because some of the people that were standing in the street
were, in fact, veterans.
To those wars. From the TXHW-190 overpass, additional supporters attempted to hang larger banners that read, "Tell the brass, kiss my ass, your family needs you more, sick of fighting your wars, and Colonel Allen, do not deploy wounded soldiers." This latest deployment comes less than 2 weeks after President Obama announced the second end combat operations in Iraq. However, I'd like to insert there that apparently they've changed the name,
right,
of the what they're doing in Iraq. Which,
well, this is the same thing they did in
the
Vietnam. They didn't send in combat troops. They sent in advisors.
Right.
And these people are just advising the Iraqi forces. So he's
right.
Attempting to keep his promise by keeping 50,000 advisors. In Iraq. I guess it's not all 50,000, but I mean, that's the amount of troops that are there.
So are they actually reducing the number of troops, or are they just changing their name to advisors?
I've heard different things.
I've heard, right?
There's going to be 50,000 troops, that there are 50,000 troops in Iraq with the departure of the striker brigade.
Right. According to the Army Times, they're the ones that are reporting here that they're going to be called, essentially, they're going to be there as the advise and assist brigades. They're going to advise the people that are there oppressing folks how to oppress them and assist them in their
oppression. Guess they won't need any automatic weapons or bulletproof vests or, you know, any military hardware or anything like that.
Just give them some, give them a little pip helmet and, maybe collared shirts.
Yeah.
Right? Some khakis, perhaps. FHD organizers denounced organizers denounced this as a lie. Speaking of Obama announcing the second end combat operations in Iraq, the first time was when George Bush, I think, said that mission accomplished. Remember
yeah.
that one with the banner and everything? So they point out that the deployment of the 3rd ACR Combat Regiment to Iraq is clear proof. Again, this was the regiment that they were blocking from going in there. They have stated they'll continue to organize direct action in the Fort Hood community to oppose the wars as long as troops continue to deploy. The action organizers have established a website at forthooddisobeys.blogspot.com where they will be posting statements, photos, and video from the actions as they become available in the next 48 hours. So forthooddisobeys.blogspot.com. That one might be a site to keep an eye on. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So yeah, there you go. Some updates on civil disobedience from across the country. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about blocking off the road from these buses going out to war?
Well, I guess I have some questions. Mm-hmm. What does the road mean? Is the road the driveway of the base? And I'm sure there's several. Are they Are they in the middle of the interstate? Are they impeding other people besides the buses? I guess besides soldiers and military people, because as far as I'm concerned, I guess it doesn't matter to me if they're impeding people who are driving onto the base and driving off of the base.
It's
or
a good
whatever.
Question. It says it's outside Fort Hood's Clark Gate. So it sounds to me like it's real close to where the buses are actually leaving the vicinity of the fort.
And to me, what I would say is that these police then acted, they acted in a fashion that they did not need to act. They used force where they did not need to use force because they could have taken these buses and driven them out some other exit. They could have just turned them around and drove them out some other exit. So what they wanted to do is say...
They could. I mean, maybe there's one main exit out. I don't know. It would seem silly, though. Right? It would seem silly.
I mean, this thing is a small city. That sounds ridiculous.
But Mark, then
to
they wouldn't have had the fun of being able to shoot.
And it's all about power and making people comply. You have to pull out the automatic weapons with the rubber bullets and the tear gas grenades and batons and all that stuff. Or could you have just turned the buses around and gone someplace else? These people can't cover all the exits. The cops gave them everything that they wanted, which was the this kind of coverage. It's just silly. It's silly.
Now, they actually include in this press release, it's very well done. They actually include statements from the disobedience. So I think that we're going to take some cues from this up here in New Hampshire as our activist movement continues to mature and more activists come here. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org is going to start really promoting the stories of the people who are doing the civil disobedience, because heretofore that has really been, until now, that's really not happened, where the people that are doing civil disobedience have just kind of done it, and they've gone on and they've done whatever else comes next. But there's going to be a press conference coming up for this, the Disobedient Seven, the people that were arrested during the open container incident for blocking police cars and such up here in Keene. And part of that, the point of that press conference is to put a human face on these people that were, and I'm one of them, but these people that were doing the disobedience. And so here in their press release from the folks that were disobeying at Fort Hood, they actually have statements from the individuals who were participating in this, these Iraqi and Afghanistan war veterans. What do they have to say? Why are they participating in this? Well, we'll share that with you coming up here in a few moments.
It's important for the news articles, I'd say.
To give you an idea of what's going through their minds and why they are taking the risk of standing in front of military buses as they head out to war to kill more innocent people. 800-259-9231.
It's not their goal to kill innocent people. It's their goal to kill the bad people. But in the process, over in the Afghan theater, many more civilians have been dying than bad
people. Oh, many more. All right, 800-259-9231. We'll share those with you. Also take your calls about how you feel about it or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1-year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's KI4U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you will know first. If you're on the news updates list, you can get on and follow our email updates or follow the Twitter or Facebook profile, whichever works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. All the talk in the world doesn't fix anything that's wrong with the system. Going to court, you can do it that way. Get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so I want to share these stories from the disobedience in Killeen, Texas, that stood out in front of the gate, the Clark Gate at Fort Hood, around 4 a.m. this morning, refusing to move as the buses that were attempting to take the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment soldiers off to war were attempting to leave. They were blockaded by these activists until the activists were forced to move by apparently rubber bullets and other nastiness from the Fort Hood police. But apparently no arrests were made, which is positive. Anyway, here's one of them. I'm Bobby Wittenberg James, a Marine veteran of the war against the people of Iraq, a Purple Heart recipient, and a third-generation military service member. I joined the Marines in June of 2003, believing the lies about weapons of mass destruction and an imminent threat to our safety. I've since come to learn that these wars and occupations do not keep the people of the United States or the Middle East safe, but instead serve the interests of politicians, capitalists, and corporations, the ruling elite. These unjust wars and occupations rob the people of Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen of their dignity and their right to self-determination and serve to make the people of both the Middle East and the United States less safe. They also serve to further destabilize a region that has suffered under the boot heel of Western colonialism for over a century. The U.S. empire also supports both financially and militarily the brutal apartheid regime that occupies Palestine. All of this is done in our name with our money, and I'm here to say not in my name. The recent information leaks about the U.S. Empire's wars lay bare their war crimes and crimes against humanity. We must face the truth, even if it makes us uncomfortable or shows us something about ourselves that we don't want to see. When we find the truth, we must respond accordingly. I will not be complicit in the killing of people, since I do not believe that the government or the capitalists will end these wars. Of course, he's using capitalists when he should be using corporatists, but nonetheless, common right. misconception. I will vote with my body. Bobby James, Wittenberg James, disobedient. Here's another one. I'm Crystal Colon. I was a sergeant for the Army for 5 years, stationed at Fort Hood the entire time, save two deployments to Iraq totaling 26 months. I was a signal support systems non-commissioned officer coordinating communications for various commands. I was honorably discharged in January of 2010 and have been organizing in the Veterans Peace Movement ever since. I first began to question the war in Iraq during my first deployment in 05-06. After my friend Robbie was killed, I was very deeply affected. I started questioning why we were in Iraq. I felt like, or it felt like, rather, that he had died for nothing. And unfortunately, that's a true statement. Although apparently his death did prompt you into becoming anti-war, so maybe there's, you know, there's a silver lining in there somewhere. But
yeah,
unfortunate that's what it had to take.
I don't know if I'm willing to go out. I mean, it's just such a hard statement to say the death was for nothing. But I, you know, what is it that that the United States hopes to achieve? What is it that United States citizens hope to get out of Iraq? Because we were told weapons of mass destruction, no weapons of mass destruction, or the ones that they did find were old ones from, you know, more than a decade old sort of sarin gas and things like that. No nuclear weapons.
They got the dictator that they installed.
Yeah, but they got the guy that they had previously been on their payroll.
That was years ago.
But, it's just, what are Americans hope to get out of? Some of them hope to get lower gas prices because we would take over a Middle East country. That didn't happen. Gas prices went up. Everything that it is that it seems like the United States went in for in all these wars that they go in for, well, they don't get.
Crystal goes on to say, I plan to leave the military after returning from Iraq. I was stop-lossed and forced to return to Iraq for 15 months. Now, just to make it clear what stop-lossing is, that's where the military tells you on one hand that, oh, yeah, you're going to get out on X date. And then when X date rolls around, it's, oh, we're so sorry. You've been stop-lossed. Meaning, well, we told you were going to get out on X date, but... yeah, you're going to have to stay for a while longer. Yeah. We'll let you know.
When you sign a contract with the military and you think it's for 4 years or 2 years or 6 years or whatever it is, it's actually for 8 years. And they can do whatever they want with you in those 8 years.
That's right. In total, held beyond the length of my enlistment, more than 450 days in Iraq. Since leaving the military, I've been active with the Veterans Peace Movement, speaking out about my experiences and supporting troops who refuse to fight. I'm doing this today because I can't allow this war in which I have fought to continue. I can't allow other soldiers to make the same mistake I did, deploying in support of a war crime. As a veteran of Iraq, how could I not do this today? For the people I helped occupy, for the friends I lost and still have over there, for the soldiers on those buses, how could I not do this today? I should have disobeyed. I should have never boarded those buses to Iraq. I wish someone had tried to stop me. I'm Crystal. I'm Mathis Giroux, former Army sergeant and war resister. I was press-ganged into the Army by Alabama's juvenile justice, he puts that in quotes,
really?
System in 2002. While in the military, yeah, that's pretty much where they say, yeah, well, you can go to jail and join the military.
Well, I didn't know that was done anymore.
Surprise.
That was an old-timey way to handle things. I've never heard of that. I'm surprised.
You learn something new every day, Mark. While in the military, I occupied the nations of Japan and Germany for more than 4 years with shorter tours in the Philippines and Afghanistan. I was a public affairs non-commissioned officer specializing in strategic communications. In reality, I was a propaganda artist. I was discharged honorably to the Individual Ready Reserve in 2007. While I've always been against the war in Iraq, I began resisting it actively in 2008. After I received mobilization orders for a year-long deployment to Iraq, I refused those orders in Congress in May of 2008, calling my orders illegal and unconstitutional. I believed appealing to Congress would end the war. Well, we've all had silly ideas in the past. When 13 members signed a letter of support for my decision and sent it to Bush, I thought we had won a victory for peace. And this was more than 2 years ago. The president has changed, and the wars and destruction drag on. Today, I'm blocking the deployment of the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment with my fellow vets and military family members because the wars will continue to victimize our communities until we halt this bloody machine from within. I'm putting my body on the line in solidarity with the people of the Middle East whose bodies have been shot, burned, tortured, raped, and violated by our men and women in and out of uniform. I cannot willfully allow Americans in uniform to put their lives and the lives of Iraqis in jeopardy for a crime. We are here because we have a responsibility to ourselves as veterans and as humans of the world. I will not rest until my people, all people, are free. In struggle and solidarity, solidarity, Mathis Chereau, disobedient.
It's amazing to have these people that are in the formerly in the military that have these military stories, standing up and doing something about it. It's amazing.
Doing something that is this is really courageous of them to do. I mean, they're literally standing, five of them standing against the entire apparatus of the U.S. military in its Fort Hood, the Fort Hood version or a tentacle, if you will, of the military. Just five people standing and across the roadway at 4 a.m. to prevent these buses from going out to Iraq. Now, obviously, they didn't prevent them for long. But they did.
They got a news story out of it. Yeah. A national news story out of it, and that's a big accomplishment.
It's not as big as we might like to see. If you search for Fort Hood disobeys, that doesn't come up with very much on the Google News results. I mean, maybe there are other ways to search for it. I mean, I would love to see this news spread across as far and as wide as possible, so we'll do our best here to bring it out. There's one more story from one of the disobedients. We'll share that coming up and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Did they do the wrong thing? Was this the wrong thing to do to try to stop the war, to try to put a wrench in the gears of the destruction of the state? 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts or bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We will, again, put it to good use. And you can actually see some of the different ways that we're utilizing that that money. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Look down the left-hand side of the page. It'll give you some idea of what we're doing industry outreach, going to the occasional industry convention to schmooze it up with the big wigs. And advertising, also doing internet outreach, internet advertising, and supporting people within the movement, like our sponsorship of the Motorhome Diaries, Liberty on Tour, Adam and Pete going across the country, bringing the message of liberty all across America, and we have sponsored them too. So putting the money to use in as many useful ways as we can think of. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board for as little as $3 a month to get perks like access to the AMP only call in line, the AMP only forum, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. One more email from, or one more post rather, from the disobedience, these heroic activists in Killeen, Texas, who stood out in front of Fort Hood at their Clark Gate around 4 a.m. this morning to block off the road as a series of buses were preparing to leave and take soldiers who probably don't know any better out to war to kill people. And they did their
best.
And
be killed. And be injured.
That's right.
And I think the worst thing...
And made crazy.
And, well, yeah, and to kill themselves. More soldiers are committing suicide in our military than are actually getting killed by the enemy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that in and of itself is a huge indictment on the wars that have been going on.
Absolutely.
To my mind, at least.
So I want to just share this with you here. And again, this is from a group that is calling themselves... they're calling themselves Fort Hood Disobeys. Their website isn't really worth looking at this point. They haven't put up any of their info yet at forthooddisobeys.blogspot.com, but perhaps in another couple days there will be something useful there. In the meantime, we're sharing the stories of the disobedience. What are their motivations? Here's the last one from Cynthia Thomas. She says, I've been an Army wife for 18 years. My husband has been deployed 3 times since the wars began. During his second deployment, he was severely wounded and medevaced to the Walter Reed Army Hospital on life support. Even though he had post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, suffered 3 fractures in his back, 3 fractures on his pelvis, and countless other injuries, the Army deployed him a 3rd time. Now that's desperate, isn't it?
Wow.
They're that hard up for soldiers that they took this man who had been seriously injured and put him back out. This was devastating, she says, to our two daughters, our stepson, and me. 3 months after my husband deployed for the third time, our stepson called to inform me he was joining the Marines. This was the exact moment I realized that our children would be fighting these endless wars. I decided that I needed to start resisting. The reason I'm doing this today is because for the past 3 years, I've been speaking out and advocating for soldiers. Things have only gotten worse. I've heard countless stories from vets and active duty soldiers that give people nightmares. I've heard stories from family members that would shock people awake if they would just listen. Our military community is being destroyed. If these wars are destroying our soldiers and military families with 12 to 15 month, often repeat deployments, how do you think the Iraqi and Afghan people are doing? They have been living these wars 24/7, 365 days a year for nearly a decade. Just think about what that would be like for you.
I don't think the average American that supports these wars, the ones that are still hanging on tenaciously to their God, America, the United States, the federal government, just saying, well, we know the politicians are liars, but we love the military and everything our boys are doing over there is right and just and good because, well, they're fighting Satan and his Islamic horde or whatever it is that these people are telling themselves. They don't want to, they will not look at the people of the Middle East as human beings. They have taken them and decided that they're, you know, that they're sand inwards or whatever it is.
Hell hands.
Right. Whatever it is that they decide to call them, something that's beside men and women, saying that their religion makes them killers and all kinds of bull
just
crap.
Propaganda nonsense.
And they don't want to look at them as human. You can't look at people that you're killing as human, that your tax dollars are going to slaughter.
She goes on to say, Cynthia goes on to say, my youngest daughter is an Operation Iraqi veteran baby, or Operation Iraqi freedom baby. She was less than 1 year old when her father left to invade Iraq. I look at her and I see an Iraqi or Afghan child having to live in constant fear with no end in sight. I'm doing this for our community, for my girls, for my husband, and our Marine. I'm doing this for the Iraqi and Afghan people. Enough is enough. If soldiers really want to go fight, they'll have to go through me. Just amazing. The resolve, the bravery, and the courage of these people. Thank
you. She's had enough.
Yeah. Thank you to them. And it should be interesting to see if they continue or what they continue to do out there in Killeen, Texas, by Fort Hood. You're welcome to share your thoughts, 800-259-9231, or take control of the airways. We go to the to Ryan in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ryan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Those people in Fort Hood situation are awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I have a property. Oh, definitely. I have a property tax story, but real quick. First, I saw a bumper sticker today, which sums it all up. It was a Marine bumper sticker, and it said, carpenters drive nails, plumbers fix pipes, Marines kill people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It was proudly displayed on this dude's bumper. Anyway.
Wow. Is that a pro-war bumper sticker or a not-so-pro? I don't know what that is.
Actually, it was a pro-war one because it had a United States Marine logo on the bumper sticker, and it was the Marine colors. I had to do a double take, too, because I almost thought it was like a anti-war thing, but it's really not.
It's hilarious. Here on the show, I've said things like calling people soldiers and sailors and things like that, paid killers. But when you go to the Army-Navy store and you look at the T-shirts, it says, travel the world, meet strange and interesting people, and kill them. And if everything it reads is about what the military's job is, which is going around breaking things and killing people.
Exactly.
So what else did you want to share tonight, Ryan?
I have a property tax story. Here in Pennsylvania, on my property, I'm behind a few years on property taxes, and they're giving us till September 20th to pay up or get out, which I'm going to have the money, but I'm going to make them wait till the last minute and then pay it all in nickels. It's like $3,000. Oh,
how are you going to do that? I mean, you're going to need a pallet jack or something to move those nickels.
Well, see, I was thinking nickels, but if it ends up being too big, I'll just do quarters or half dollars or something.
That's still a lot. Maybe dollar coins would make it possible, but my goodness.
Dollar coins, all right.
I mean, just think about that. I mean, have you ever had one of those buckets of coins at your house where you get like the 5 gallon jug? You get the 5 gallon jug and you just throw a bunch of coins in there? I mean, I can't imagine lifting something like that. I mean, I'm certainly not a strong guy by any means. I'm very skinny, but those things are heavy, man. They add up quick.
Well, that's a good point. I'll take that in mind. I'll figure out something. But either way, these guys...
Hey, make sure... Well, before you go on, make sure you've got some sort of video documentation of this. Because if you don't, it didn't happen.
I definitely will.
All right, good.
Well, what they're doing lately is they like to shame you by coming to your house with a giant car, with a car that, with a giant sign on it that says County Tax Collector. And they come up to your door, and because they want you to sign something, I naturally don't answer the door.
Hmm.
Because I'm not going to sign anything, even though I know I have till the 20th.
So how far behind are you in the property tax payments?
It's 2 years. It's 2008 taxes.
Okay.
So they don't play games here. Well, it's basically like, you know, yeah, 2 years. If you're
so they've been sending you notices and threats and things like that in the mail?
Oh, yeah.
Presume?
Yeah.
And what do they want you to sign? What is it they're trying to present you with? Do you have any idea?
It's this giant hot pink sign that says, "Citizen, your property is about to be sold without your consent. You have till September 20th, this and that." And then what's funny about it is they hang it on your door if you don't answer. Mm-hmm. So that all your neighbors see, and you can be embarrassed, supposedly. But on the back of the sign, they actually have this really bad, it looks like not even as good quality as Google. What's the satellite video? Google Earth?
Yeah, Google Earth, Google Maps or whatever, yeah.
It's a very poor quality satellite photo of your house.
Okay.
To like say, ooh, we know where you're
know
at.
Know who you are, yeah.
So anyway, I have this hidden camera like up in my entryway so that I can see anyone who's outside.
Nice.
So I knew which day he comes twice a week. So this time, actually today, I put up my own notice that I created on my computer. And it was like neon yellow. And it said, first of all, it had a Google Earth picture of the tax office on it.
I want to know the rest. If you can hang on.
Taxation is set.
I believe, is there more to this story? Because I'd like you to hang through the news if you've got it.
Yes, sir.
All right, more with Ryan here in a moment. He's noticing back the tax collection agency. I'd like to know also why he didn't pay the taxes back in 08. I don't think he went over that part. So we'll come back. You can also dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.